You think it's a big story.
I do. I do think it's a big story. A couple things stood out to us, and this is why we're on the story. The number one thing is that the state of Mississippi, believe it or not, has the highest proportion of same-sex couples raising children at 26%, which was when I saw that number, I was quite surprised. Also, you have lawmakers, in particular, one Democrat that voted for the law that will go into an act on July 1, the Religious Freedom Bill. One of them went on his Facebook page and said, you know, I didn't realize the details of the bill. I apologize for voting for this. So I hope y'all can forgive me.
Who was that?
Blunt, Representative Blunt.
David Blunt?
Yes, sir. So when you have situations like that, that to us is enough for us to come in and start to try to figure out, you know, what exactly is going on with the Religious Freedom Act. So we're trying to get both sides.
Okay, wait a minute. What did you figure out? What is going on with it? Because I think we've kind of vetted that to the point where nobody wants to stop and say, look, you can't get gas here. You look gay. We're talking about protecting religious freedoms to give a little bit more of a legal barrier to people who say, you must do this or you must do that. And they say, look, I would think people at Al Jazeera would understand that. Let's do it from a Muslim point of view. If you are pressed to do something against your religious beliefs, there should be a barrier there that gives you a little bit of protection.
Yeah, but again, like I said earlier, I'm not doing my news on Muslim belief. You know, that's not. I'm just, you know, we're not getting editorial guidance from religious points of view.
So well, yes, you are, because I mean that's the you can't separate that, Robert. I mean, how can you separate the religious part of this from anything else? It's political, but it's also religious.
On the LGBT law?
Yes, absolutely. On the bill that was passed in the state of Mississippi.
Right. Oh, yeah. It is. It is. It is based upon religion. But the thing is that you have lawmakers that claim that they didn't realize that when they voted on the law.
Other than Senator Blunt, who else was that?
Well, I mean, it was a unanimous vote.
No. I'm saying as far as the apology is concerned. You said David Blunt on his Facebook said, "Please forgive me. I didn't know what the law was about, and I'm sorry. I voted for the." Who else is in that category?
Correct. Well, that's the one person that we're trying to talk to, because he went public with the fact that, you know, the fact that he said on his Facebook page that
he's the only one then.
Right now, it appears that way. Yes.
Okay.